categorization of Bikurim and Halacha is a difficult topic. On the one hand, it's featured in Sefer in the Seder Zeroyim in the Mishnah and Sefer Zeroyim in the Rambam, and clearly seems to share many features with Truma, perhaps some with Maaser Sheni. On the other hand, it seems to have many dinim of Korban, requires Havas Makom to the Mikdash. The Mishnah and Bikurim points out a number of features that are special to Bikurim that you don't have by Truma and Maaser, including Ton, Korban, Vishir, Utsnufa, Velina. All very much Korban, Kodshim-esque dinim. Obviously, the Pasuk says you have to be Miniach the Bikurim, Lifnei Mizbach Hashem Elokech. The Yerushalmi, in a number of places, seems to say that the question of how to categorize Bikurim, more in the realm of Zeroyim or the realm of Kodshim, is Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda, and Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda and Chacham disagree in Mishnah Bikurim, Gimel Yud Beis, how Bikurim are given out. Rabbi Yehuda says they have to be given out to a Kohen Chover based on the choice of the giver, like Truma. But Chachamim say they're mischalik la'anshei mishmar, like kodshe hamikdash. And the Yerushalmi, in a number of places, explains that according to Yehuda, Bikurim is viewed as kodshe hagivul, like Truma, and according to Chachamim, it's kodshe mikdash, like a korban. The Yerushalmi gives a number of nafkaminas to this machlokas. In Yerushalmi Bikurim Aleph Beis, they discuss Asherah Shebitla, which even if it's mutter to use for a mitzvah, she'ein mitzvos kigavoha, they say that whether you could bring bikurim from an Asherah Shebitla would be totally on this machlokas Rebbeinu Chachamim, whether it's hukash to kachay hamikdash. Yerushalmi Trumas Aleph gives another nafkamin over there about whether katan could bring bikurim. Ibn Moshe in Bikurim explains Bidas Chachamim, the Domu Tfei Lehekdesh Mishar Mitzvos, the Vishay Nichnos in the Beis HaMikdash. Rash Sirilio there gives a more precise explanation. He says, well, on the one hand, Bikurim are similar to a Korban, they require Shir and Tanufa, and you bring a Korban Shlomim along with them, ideally. However, on the other hand, they themselves don't seem to be a Korban, they're Matana to the Kohanim. And he explains that Rabbi Yehuda learns out from the fact that Bikurim is called Trumas Yodecha, that it should have the dinim of Truma. However, the Chachamim say, in that very pasuk, the Torah says, "V'nidvosecha u'trumas yadecha." So therefore, Bikurim is hukash to nidvosecha, to korbanos. There's another seemingly related machlokas in Pesachim, Daf Lamed Vav, and elsewhere, between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim, about how to categorize Bikurim. Chachamim aser Bikurim to an onen, based on hekesh to Maaser Sheni. Rabbi Shimon is matir, because no, Bikurim are called Truma. They're not like Maaser Sheni. Truma is mutter le'oni. There are many other rayas that can be brought l'kan l'kan in this question. There's interesting Rashi Makos Daf Yud Zayin, who says that Hanoch lefnei mizbeach is ma'akev by Bikurim because Shana b'hukra, because the Pasuk says it twice. Generally, the requirement of Shana lov la'akev is only din in Kodshim. Rabbi Yosef Engel points this out in Aswan Darai Sassim in Yud Beis. However, the Stam Mishnah Mi'ilah Tezvav Mabez says Truma, Trumas Maaser, Trumas Maaser Shaldamai, Chala, and Bikurim are mitzdarif with each other. And the Gemara explains because Kulhu Ikru Truma. So, what in fact is the status of Bikurim? Jesus Arambam, as usual, is very complex. On the one hand, the Rambam paskins in at least three places explicitly that Bikurim have the din of Kodshei HaMikdash. In Hilchos Bikurim, Im Shar Manas Kuna Shebegvulin, based as Zion, he paskins Asher Shebidlo, Ein Mevin Mena Bikurim, Shebikurim Ki Kodshei Mikdash Ein. In Beis Yud Tes, he says, Ye royally Shebikurim Shenitmu, Ein Masik Ben Atanur Ki Truma Temeya, Bnei Shehein Ki Kodshei Mikdash. And in Perek Gimel there as well, he paskins Bikurim Nosan Osan L'Anshei Mishmar, so he seems to be clearly passing like Chachamim that Bikurim are compared to Kodshei HaMikdash. However, it's not that simple. First of all, obviously the Rambam puts Hilchos Bikurim in Sefer Zeroyim, and the title of Hilchos Bikurim is really Hilchos Bikurim Im Shar Matnos Kehuna Shebigvulin. Sounds like Kodshei HaGvul. Not only that, the Rambam emphasizes time after time that it's really called Truma. Even in Perek Gimel, right after he says, you're Mechalik Lanshe Mishmar Kochem Mikdosh, he immediately adds, Ukvar Biarnu Shein Kruyin Truma. Lefikach Zar Shachal Bikurim Mechomokum Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim, like Truma. Similarly, later in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Bikurim, the Rambam emphasizes again, Achilas Bikurim Kachilas Truma L'chol Dvar. However, Yeser B'Bikurim Shein Asur in the Onein Tunin Habas Makom V'Koin Tahor Shachal Bikurim Tumeyim Loke Mashen Kim Truma. However, at the same time, when the Rambam comes to explain the Iser Bikurim La'onein, he actually does not include it in the regular lav of Onein B'Maiser Sheni the Kodesh. Rather, he says, Minayin Shebikurim Asurin La'onein, Sharei Nemar Bahem V'Samachta B'Chol Atov, Mechlal Shuchai V'Ochel M'Simcha Lo Ba'Aninus, V'Ochel Ba'Aninus Makanus O'Makas Mardus. Whereas by Maiser Sheni and Kodesh, you would get Malkus Deraisa. So, it's difficult what the Rambam's Makor is. He seems to be embracing the Makor that was merely a Havamina in Pesachim Daf Lamed Vav. However, what's clear here is that he does not want to include Bikurim in the category of Kodshim and Maaser Sheni when it comes to the Isra Achila La'onin. Seemingly fitting with what he said, that it's Doma L'Achilas Truma L'Chol Dvarav. Then, of course, he paskins the requirement of Havas Makom, Kli, Kriya, Korban, Shir, Tnufa, and Lina, which are very much Kodshim-esque. In Hilchos Trumas, Tezvav, Chav, through Chav Aleph, the Rambam paskins the din of the Mishnah Me'ila Tezvav, Truma Gedola, Trumas Maiser, Ve'achala, Ve'bikurim, Kulon Nikru Truma, Lefikach Din Arbat, and Linyan Achila, Ve'dimua, Echadu, Kulon Olim, Ve'chadumeya, Mitzarfin Zemze, Ve'nitmu Yisarf. So in the Rambam, we seem to have a mixed bag of evidence as to whether Truma should be categorized primarily as, sorry, as to whether Bikurim should be categorized more so as Truma or as Kodshe HaMikdash. So, if we want to bring some order to this picture, what seems to me, and I think some Achronim are at least Merames in this direction, is that, at least for the Psak of the Rambam, Bikurim have the status of Truma b'cheftza. The cheftza of Bikurim has the status of Truma. Therefore, generally, its dinei achila are the dinim of achilas Truma. That's why it's most fundamentally categorized as a din in Seder Zeroim and can be put together im shar matnos kahuna shebegvulin, and this idea of karoi Truma. And it's mitzarif with the other cheftzas of Truma, like Truma and Truma's Meiser, etc. And that would also be why it's not included in the normal Achilas Kodshim La'oni. Not including that is. However, despite being a cheftza shel Truma, the Torah is mechayev the Gavra to bring it to the Mikdash to have a Meise Hakrova done with this cheftza shel Truma. So we do a Meise of Hakravas Karban with it, Snufa and Hanachle Zamizbeach, but it retains its status Bechefza as Truma. Now, why would this be? Why this funny hybrid in the status of Bikurim as Truma Bechefza, but you do a Maisa Hakrav? If the Torah wants you to do a Maisev HaKrovas Korban with these Bikurim, why would the Torah not give it the din of a Korban the Choldavar? And if it's really just Truma, why are you doing a Maisev HaKrovah? It's a very unique and odd combination. We might see a parallel phenomenon by Parah Aduma, perhaps. But it's certainly a rare phenomenon to have something that is not Kodesh B'cheftza, but you're supposed to do a Maisev HaKrovah. So, ein davar ze omer ela darsheni. One way to approach this would be to answer based on the din, the iser of seor udvash legabe hamizbeach. In fact, this seems to be how the Rashbam understands the pasuk in Vayikra beiz yudbeis. Pasuk says legabe the iser of seor udvash, korban reishis takrivu osam lashem, vel hamizbeach lo yalu lereach nichoach. So, the Rashbam there explains takrivu osam lashem, ba'zara tovi osam letznufa. V'lo l'korban ha-mizbeach. So when it comes to Sorin Vash, like Shtei Alechem and Bikurim, you can bring them as a korban rishis. You accomplish that through Tenufa. But El Mizbeach lo yalu l'reach nechalach. But because they are Sorin Vash, it can never go on the Mizbeach itself. So perhaps that would explain this funny hybrid status of the Bikurim, that on the one hand, we want to make them as much of a korban as possible, but they cannot become a full-fledged korban to be nechal agabe mizbeach because they are sor and dvash. However, many other mefarshim, including Rashi, do not seem to read the pasuk that way. Rashi seems to be mefarish there that bikurim and shtei halechem are in fact exceptions to the iser of sor and dvash. If so, then we're again left with this question: why the funny hybrid status of Bikurim as a Chefta Shel Truma with which you do a Maise of Akravas Karp? So I want to suggest that in this sense, perhaps Bikurim lo lamid al atzmo yotza, el lamid al klal kulo yotza. The klal being that of Truma. In other words, there's this larger category of Truma, which, as we saw, includes Truma, Trumas Meiser, Chala, and Bikur. Kula Nikru Truma. That's why they're all Mitztarev, Zemze. What's the idea of all these Hafrashos, which are called Truma? Reishis Lashem. Sefer Abatim explains very beautifully the idea of Hafrashos Truma, the Kayotze Bo, as Reishis Lashem. Even though we give these Hafrashos to the Kohen, Lamaisa, really, the idea is to give the Reishis to Hashem, not to the Kohen. However, Hashem decides to feed these matanos la'avodov ha'kohan mishulchan gavoa kazah. So fundamentally, we're really giving it to Hashem, but Hashem tells us to feed it to the kohanim mishulchan gavoa. In fact, achilas truma is referred to as an avoda. However, bikurim, being the reishis shebereishios, right, it's the first of the hafrashos, at the outset of the harvest season, and it's the first hafrasha that one's supposed to do. One should not be mocked in any other hafrasha to be kurim le oscha v'dimacha lo sa'acher. Therefore, it seems that bikurim is meant to set the tone and to serve as a paradigm for the entire category of trumos as to what it really means to be mafresh the reishis l'Hashem. The ideal of being mafresh the reishis l'Hashem is to actually bring it lifnei Hashem Elokecha el hamakom asher yivchar and bring it as close as one can to the mizbeach to do a ma'isa akrav el Hashem, following which Hashem chooses to feed it to the kohanim mishulchan gavoa. However, it would obviously be impractical to bring every single hafrashas, truma, trumas ma'iser, and chala to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, betzem chasa Torah al Yisrael, to allow us to do a more streamlined process. Therefore, the Torah creates this interesting category called kodshe hagvul, right, this semi-hektesh status of truma, which allows us, by most hafrashas truma, to simply be mafresh l'Hashem, and then give it straight to the Kohen. However, bikurim, as the reishis shebereishios, the reishis shebetrumos, exemplifies what hafrashas truma is really all about. It's really about giving it to Hashem, who then decides to feed it to the Kohen. And that's why the bikurim retain a status as a cheftza shel truma, because they are fundamentally part of that same klal of all the hafrashos truma, the hafrashos of reishis hayavul l'Hashem. However, it's yotzem in a klal to require a ma'isa hakrava to show that that's really the ideal of what being mafresh reishis l'Hashem is all about. And this may explain the inclusion of bikurim in the famous Mishnah in Kelim by the Eser Kedushos, where the Mishnah exemplifies the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, Shemeviyah Mimena HaOmer Bikurim Ushtei Alecha. The Gra was famously bothered by this and was Mochik Bikurim, because once you include Bikurim, why not include all the other mitzvahs that's Luis Baretz? The Briskers like to explain that this Mishnah does not mention other mitzvahs of Tlius Baretz as exemplifying Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, because here we're referring specifically to the element of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael which stems and flows from the Mikdash. Right? We're dealing with the 10 concentric circles of Kedusha which emanate from the Mikdash. And the Shar Mitzvahs of Tlius Baretz really reflect a different element of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Legabi Mitzvahs of Tlius Baretz. And this Mishnah is only talking about the element of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael that flows from the Mikdash. If so, why, according to most Girsos and most Rishonim, is Bikurim included in this Mishnah? How does Bikurim exemplify Kedushas Eretz Yisrael that flows from the Mikdash? Precisely in this way. Precisely because Bikurim constitutes the bridge between Kodesh HaGvul and Kodesh HaMikdash.